Completely separate from the sports book and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. As we wrap up another racing week this weekend, we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on the fabulous Las Vegas Boulevard. And of course, South Point Studios streaming, the network TV streaming is at YouTube. Just go to YouTube if you're not already on it. Put in the search bar South Point Studios. You get to us, you click on this, and you'll see and hear us right here at the South Point Studios Network on YouTube. We're also here in Las Vegas at our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, covered that too with the apps that you can get at your app store. KSHP app, of course, will be the radio station audio, and the YouTube app will have you video and audio on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids, and anywhere you get your podcasting. Hey, simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Sunday. All right, we wrap up the week, of course, today on this show. We're going to take a look at some of the great races that happened yesterday around the country, and today it is what I term to be an instant horse player holiday. My definition of an instant horse player holiday is when there's a lot of money out there that you haven't put into the pools that you haven't had a chance to get at. And that, of course, is mandatories on mandatory days and carryovers as well. And it happens today. Today is closing day at Churchill Downs. They had six great stakes races yesterday. Got five more stakes races on today's card to wrap it up. But they have a big, big carryover in their Pick Six jackpot. And that's a mandatory payoff today on closing day. It's a mandatory payoff. Mandatory payoffs on all the pools, as a matter of fact. But a big carryover in the Pick Six jackpot. And it is a 20-cent base bet. Also today, Gulfstream Park is having a mandatory payoff. Although, because that was hit not too long ago, that carryover, the jackpot, isn't that much. But it's still a mandatory payoff. And it's still money in there that is sitting there waiting to get hit. And Canterbury Park also has a mandatory payoff today. So we got three racetracks having mandatory payoffs, closing day at Churchill Downs. And we're looking forward to the big week next week where 4th of July lands on a weekday. 4th of July will be Thursday. And so, as you know, in the good old U.S. of A., when we have a holiday towards the weekday, well, people just take all of it, the rest of it off until the weekend. So we're going to have a lot of people coming here in Las Vegas for a four-day holiday beginning on 4th of July, Thursday, and then rolling through Friday, and, of course, Saturday and Sunday, the weekend. So we'll be taking a look at that. Los Alamitos will start on 4th of July as well next Thursday and run a four-day meet to end their brief Los Angeles County Fair meeting at Los Alamitos after today. And, of course, we're just on the cusp of getting ready for Saratoga and Del Mar as well. So a lot of good stuff happening. By the way, on 4th of July, Thursday, it'll be opening day at Ellis Park after Churchill Downs closes today. Ellis Park will begin the summertime race meet there at Ellis in Henderson, Kentucky. So let's take a look at what happened. Oh, by the way, not only do you have the mandatory payoffs, you know, the mandatories today, but you also have a carryover in the Pick Six at Los Alamitos. They didn't hit it yesterday. $30,919 for a carryover in the Los Al payoff. So it is really an instant horse player holiday today. That is for sure, with all those carryovers and pots sitting out there. All right, time to get started. We go to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. 12 races yesterday. Six of them were stakes races. Here they are in a row. It began in the seventh race with the Wise Dan at a mile and 16th on the turf. This grade two was won by Ottoman Fleet, Flavian Pratt aboard for the Godolphin Group, and, of course, Charlie Appleby. Paid $3.40 as the favorite. Ottoman Fleet wins the Wise Dan. Chasing the Crown was second. Strong Tide was third in the opening stakes race yesterday at Churchill. Then we go to the Fleur de Lis. In the Fleur de Lis, we expected a throwdown between Scylla and Kedra. It never happened. Scylla did win the race under Javier Castellano for Bill Mott, but only after an inquiry and an objection. But there was no change. There was a lot of bumping in the race between Taxed and Kedra as well in mid-stretch along with Scylla. But the stewards took a look at the inquiry, and they took a look at the objection, and there was no change. So Scylla gets the win. Javi Castellano, Bill Mott, $3.82 for the win. Taxed finished second. And Shotgun Hottie, who was begging for room on the rail at that juncture of the race when all that other stuff was going on, finally found room on the rail and got up to be second. So you got Scylla winning it. Shotgun Hottie was second. Taxed was third in the race. That's Scylla, Shotgun Hottie, and Taxed in that order in the Fleur de Lis. And Kedra just had the lead and just faded right out of the picture in the home stretch. And then we had the American Derby at a mile and 16th on the turf for three-year-olds. In this race, Brilliant Birdie wins for Sherry DeVoe and Brian Hernandez. Brilliant Birdie was winning his third race in a row. Brilliant Birdie pays 13-16 to win the American Derby. First World War was second. And Green Light, the big favorite in the race, finished third after setting the pace. Then we went to the Kelly's Landing. And in the Kelly's Landing, of course, you know, Bango is tied right now for the most wins at Churchill Downs. If he won this race, he would have been the lone leader with 12, but he's still stuck at 11 in a tie for the most wins at Churchill Downs because he didn't win the Kelly's Landing. The winner there was Close the Game Sugar, Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard for Adam Rice, paid $4.88 as the favorite. His second win of the day for IRAD. Finishing second was Anchor, and Hoist the Gold was third in the race. Anarchist, the horse on the rail for Antonio Frasu and Doug O'Neill trained, went out on a suicide speed duel and backed right up and out of the race. All right, and then the big race, the $1 million grade one, Stephen Foster, a Breeders' Cup win in your in race. And in this race, everybody was concentrating on Skippy Longstocking and, of course, First Mission. Well, they went out and did their thing on the racetrack, but they didn't win. The winner there was Kings Barnes, who made a strong move, turning for home about four wide in the stretch, and then proceeded to continue that move and win the race. Kings Barnes with Louis Saez aboard. Todd Pletcher's second win of the day. Louis Saez's third win of the day. Kings Barnes upsets the Stephen Foster and pays $21.90 for the win. Heronese was second, and Skippy Longstocking re-rallied after dropping to fourth, re-rallied and finished third in the race. So you got Kings Barn, Pyrenees, and Skippy Longstockings, and First Mission really just kind of never fired in the race as the favorite. And then, of course, the final race was the Tepin, and in the Tepin, Dancing and Dixie wins that for Jose Ortiz. Jose Ortiz's second win of the day. Mark Cassie had a big day throughout the country. He had a big day out at Woodbine. We'll get to that in a minute. But he was the winner of he was the winning trainer of Dancing and Dixie in the Tepin. She paid $11.78 for the win, outrunning Mo Fox Given and Catherine Mauricia, who finished third in the race. The All Stakes Pick Six paid $1,227.01, and the Pick Five paid $1,769.53. Big day of racing at Churchill Downs, and some of the big favorites just never fired in their races, and so it goes there at Churchill Downs. Woodbine had five graded stakes races. Woodbine sixth race was the Celine. The Celine was won by Sabatini, 11.40 for Josie Carroll, I should say. Ravello Dior was second, and Whitwater Rands was third in that race. The big favorite fan at 1-2 finished third in that race. And then the Highlander at six furlongs on the turf, won by Filo de Arellana with Kazuchi Kimura aboard, $6.30 for that win. That was a Mark Cassie trainee. Finishing second was Witty, third was Step Forward. Then we moved to the Dominion Day Stakes, where the winner there was Paramount Prince for Pat Husbands, paying $6.50, outrunning Stanley House. Finishing third was Wicked Django. And in this race, Mark Cassie was the winning trainer again. So Cassie wins two in a row. Not done yet. In the Marine Stakes, the next race on the card, the ninth for three-year-olds, the winner there was Essex Serpent. Went gate to wire under Pat Husbands, yes, for Mark Cassie. Cassie wins three stakes races in a row at Woodbine yesterday, and four races overall at Woodbine yesterday with that win. $13.70 for the victory. Cameo Performance was second, and in the race, Midnight Mascot finished third. And in the final stakes race of the day at Woodbine, Cassie didn't win it. The winner of the Nassau Stakes was Implicated, paying $13.30 for Brendan Walsh. Bev Rover, a big favorite in that race, finished second, and Millie Girl was third, racing there at Woodbine yesterday. Los Alamitos yesterday. The big race of the day, of course, was the Los Alamitos Derby. Now, we know that Bob Baffert has already collected eight consecutive Los Alamitos Derbies. He had two horses in the race, but the big favorite wasn't his. Well, the big favorite, Tapelo, went out and took the lead right away in the mile and one-eighth race, and down the backstretch was a zip code in front of the second horse, and on the turn was a, well, let's say almost a zip code in front. But believe it or not, he did not win the race. He just absolutely fell apart in the stretch, and yes, Bob Baffert runs first and second in a photo finish at the finish. Weinstock gets the win under Baffert's Cornell, who finished second. Curlin's Chaos finished third. Tapelo right off the board after a huge, long margin in front. going down the backstretch and around the turn. So there's Baffert with now 9 consecutive Los Al Derbies. Winstock, owned by Mr. Allred, who is the owner of Los Alamitos. That was nice to see. And by the way, this horse won the Los Al Futurity as a 2-year-old and came back and won the Los Al Derby, a feat that's rare there at Los Alamitos. Paid $10.80 for that win. And as I say, Coronel was second, Curlin's Chaos was third. Nobody hit the pick six yesterday, as we said, at Los Alamitos. As a result of a $39.80 horse in the seventh, a $27.20 winner in the last. The pick six, 5 out of 6, paid $2,650. And right now, Kyle Frey, with that win in the Los Alamitos Derby, is now the leading jockey at Los Alamitos, now with 5 wins. He had 2 wins on the card yesterday. Edwin Maldonado blanked out, so he's got 3 wins on the card. And I got to tell you, folks, John Linda reported this yesterday on his Linda report. Through yesterday, the favorites were winning at 55% at Los Alamitos. 10 of 18 winners before yesterday. Finally, we got some horses with a little meat on the bone, so to speak, yesterday at Los Alamitos. At Belmont at Aqueduct, winner of the featured Manila Stakes was Neat. Neat holds on to win Junior Alvarado for Rob Atrus, paying $6.40, outrunning Deterministic, who was closing but too late, and moved to gold, finished third. Pick six at Aqueduct paid $3,355.50. Junior Alvarado had a couple of wins on the card. And we want to thank Jerry Jackowitz for another reverse play. We were telling you how to play those reverse plays yesterday because they've been hitting all week long with Jerry J. Jerry J's key horse in the 10th race finished second to one of his link-ups. Now, his link-up paid $23.60. His key horse ran second, so the reverse $1 exacta paid $42.70, a prime example of when Jerry says make sure you reverse the plays, because sometimes if you're just a little bit wrong with your key horse and you get one of the link-ups to win, it's a better payoff. And it was yesterday, that's for sure, in that race. And at Gulfstream Park, Braden Van Dyke had 3 wins yesterday at Gulfstream, including the feature race, the musical romance aboard Safi Joseph Jr. trainee Bluefield that paid $3.60. Cousin Christie was second, and Hi, Hello, How Are You was third in the race. So Braden Van Dyke found a new home and a new winner's circle there at Gulfstream Park. Okay, and in the Texas Turf Classic, this was at Lone Star Park. We couldn't bet it here, etc., but remember we told you that Umberto Rispoli was going there to ride in that race yesterday. I believe it was a $250,000 race. It was the feature race of the day at Lone Star Park. The Texas Turf Classic was won by a Mike Maker trainee ridden by Umberto Rispoli. What say thee? The winner there paid $5.80 for that win there. So we got all of that in for you, and we got more to cover today. A lot of great stakes races. 5 more today on closing day at Churchill Downs. We'll take a look at all that action on today, including all those mandatories coming up, as well as your racing menu on today's show. Of course, we got Bob Mazursky coming back for Los Alamitos, and our regular handicappers, Jonathan Nardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, Jerry J's picks as well, and of course, your racing menu. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. We're going to jump right into the racing menu today, reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect out of the start times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in the race book at the here at the South Point right behind me. So remember that if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These will be your first post times. But if you're listening on those many different time zones around the world that we broadcast to, well, you're going to have to do some adjusting so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Adjust to the Pacific time zone, okay? First of all, the weather, looking good for most of the country. However, we have heard that there might be some rain going through the New York area, maybe for aqueduct there. But for the most part, West Coast is clear. Most of the East Coast is clear. A little bit down at the tip of Florida, a little bit up in the northern part of the Atlantic Coast. But the Gulf Coast is clear. And for the most part, everything else is, except for those terrible storms that are going through with some tornado action in the plain states, that's for sure. All right, here we go. Here's the menu for today. Again, first post times Pacific. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:25 today. And Laurel Park, of course, has a pick five, a regular pick five carryover today at Laurel Park of $10,522. That's a pick five, regular pick five. You got a pick six jackpot carryover of $2,588 at Laurel today with a first post time of 9:25. Then we have Churchill Downs, closing day at Churchill. Mandatory payoffs, as you know, on everything, including that big, big Churchill Downs pick six jackpot. It stands at $357,208. That's the money sitting in there. Then all those 20 cents that goes in trying to hit it, you're going to put it all in one pile, and the best tickets, doesn't have to be six, the best tickets will chop it all up equally. And that's the pick six jackpot carryover Churchill Downs. 11 races, 5 stakes races today at Churchill. They are the debutante. That'll be the fourth race for the 2-year-old fillies. A good competitive race, that is. And then you got the Maxfield at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds. In that race, the Raging Torrent is the 2-1 favorite there. Antonio Freisou is at Churchill Downs today to ride. The Anchorage Stakes is the 8th on the card on the turf. You got the Bashford Manor, which is for the 2-year-old colts. That'll be the 9th on the card. A full field of 13 in this for promising early developing 2-year-olds there. Wide open event. As a matter of fact, so wide open, the morning line favorite is at 4-1. And then you got the Hanshin Stakes. That's the 10th race on the card. 11 races overall today at Churchill. And again, a first post time of 9:45 and a huge pick six jackpot mandatory payoff, $357,208. All right, next up comes Monmouth Park. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $185,317. That's a nice one in Jersey. 10 races at Monmouth and a first post time of 9:50. Gulfstream Park is next. They've got 9 races at Gulfstream. They have a mandatory payoff today, but because it was hit not too long ago, it's only $58,472 in the pick six jackpot, but it is a mandatory payoff. First post time is 9:55 at Gulfstream. Belmont at Aqueduct. Well, they've got 9 races today at Belmont at Aqueduct, and as you know, they didn't hit the pick six there yesterday, so the carryover in the pick six... the pick six carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct, I do believe they do have a carryover. It doesn't show that. We'll double check on that. I thought there was a carryover there. Anyhow, Belmont at Aqueduct, 9 races. First post time is at 10:05. 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Woodbine is next. They've got 9 races today. Woodbine has a first post time of 10:10. 10:10 at Woodbine today. Super High Five jackpot carryover, $26,026. Pick six jackpot carryover, $14,654. First post time at Woodbine is at 10:10. Canterbury Park has 8 races. Their first post time is 11:10. Again, they have a they have a mandatory payoff there. They got a pick five carryover of $59,747 at Canterbury Park today. First post time at Canterbury is at 11:10. Hawthorne Racecourse has 11 races. Their first post time at Hawthorne is at 12:10. 12:10 at Hawthorne Racecourse today. And then we go next to Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. Now, we know they have a carryover in their pick six. It's $30,919. It's a regular pick six setting. Their regular pick six framework, I should say. That's the format there. Again, carryover in the pick six today at Los Alamitos Racecourse, $30,919. Eight races. First post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Emerald Downs will kick in next. Emerald Downs has eight races. Their first post time is 1:30. 1:30 at Emerald Downs. And then we have the Northern California Racing Fairs at Pleasanton. Seven races there. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $5,687. 1:45 first post there. Prairie Meadows has 11 races, four quarter horse races, and of course the rest, seven thoroughbred races on the card. So you've got four quarter horse, seven thoroughbreds. They've got a Pick 5 jackpot carryover, $15,374 today at Prairie Meadows, and their Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $56,523, first post time, 2 o'clock. And then, of course, we go to Los Alamitos, the second session today at Los Al. And, of course, that is the quarter horses tonight. First post time is 5:45. They're going to seed the Pick 6 pot at $10,000. $10,000 seeding in the Pick 6 tonight at Los Alamitos. Eight races, one mixed breed, three thoroughbreds, and four quarter horses. And that is your racing menu for this Sunday. And now we go to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. The Pick 6 at Aqueduct yesterday paid $3,300, and it was hit.
It was hit. Well, yes. All I can tell you is the results on Equibase said it wasn't. Okay. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Then never mind. No carryover at Aqueduct.
That's my... no carryover, correct.
Just never mind then. In any case, we do have a mandatory out of Churchill Downs, and we do have a carryover at Los Alamitos, I know. And so I think that's enough for an instant horse player holiday anyhow.
And throwing Gulfstream as well, only 58,000, because if you remember last Saturday, I believe,
yep.
There was a mandatory payout, but that was carried over from the week before, but they canceled racing due to the floods they had, so
yeah.
Didn't work out well for them, but there is a mandatory payout. I think it's 58,000 going in.
Yeah, no question about that. The timing of the mandatory dates got all messed up with the flood there, but... Still, you know, it's a carryover, so people will be certainly playing into that. All right, big day of racing out at Churchill Downs as it was yesterday. Maybe not as important as far as the graded stakes races are concerned, but when you get to Churchill Downs at this time of the year and you get the races for two-year-olds, the Bashford Manor and the debutante for the two-year-olds, everybody always thinks that they're important races to watch because these same two-year-olds may very well be back on the first weekend of May next year as three-year-olds going in the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, and it's at Churchill, so it's really important. And tough day yesterday for a lot of horses. The Brad Cox horse and the Stephen Foster, totally disappointed. But, you know, you run into days like that. Unfortunately, it was a big day and a lot of tough results. And not so good personally for me. I got beat up pretty good, so I'm going to look to rebound today.
Well, the horse just didn't fire, right? I mean, simply put.
He just did not fire, yeah. No excuse. I mean, you know, he had every opportunity. He was on the lead, and he was going easily, just stopped.
Todd Pletcher wins the race with his horse, a horse that many people didn't give up on, and so now he's got a spot in the Breeders' Cup if they choose to do that. But as I said, today, a lot of great stakes races as far as that concerned. Did you take a look at all at the debutante in the Bashford Manor?
The debutante was which race? Give me a race number.
It's the fourth race.
Okay, let's go to the fourth race.
And while you're looking for that, it's a wide open affair by Morning Line Virtue alone. Adira is the 5-2 favorite, but there's only two fillies in the seven filly field that have double-digit morning line odds.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. A lot of these horses coming out of their maiden wins and going right into a stake. The Doug O'Neill horse ran very well at Santa Anita, so there she was. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride. He didn't give that horse yesterday the greatest of rides. Maybe he'll make up for it today, but it's an evenly matched group. I give a slight edge to the four, so there she was.
You're talking about the horse that you gave out at Churchill Downs in the
Anarchist
in the Kelly's Landing Anarchist, who went out and just absolutely destroyed in a speed duel. But you know, I saw an interview before the race with Doug O'Neill, And he was saying that the Kelly's Landing was not exactly the premier.
The main goal. The interview also. He said he has bigger fish to fry down the road. Well, that's nice to know with 10 minutes to post.
Yeah, that is for sure. So I think they were kind of doing a test run and see how much heat he could take on the lead and the work from there. But, you're right. That didn't help out yesterday. All right, so Freysou, you like in the debutante aboard. So there she was. And by the way, it might have been Freysou riding to orders in that race, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm not blaming him, but, I mean, he had no reason to go head-to-head with a 35-to-1 shot in suicidal fractions. Yeah. But that's what happened. And listen, maybe the horse was ranked. It was his first race back off of a layoff. He may have been too fresh. Who knows? But that's the way it goes.
So we got you and the debutante going for the four horse. So there she was. What about the Bashford Manor, which is the ninth race on the card, an overflow field of 13. And this one is wide open, more wide open, I think, than the debutante. I mean, the morning line favorite in the race is 4-1. And that's heat with I Red Ortiz Jr.
Yeah, Bodacious, another SoCal shipper. George Parabén doesn't ship often, but when he does, it means something. And Joel Rosario takes the mount on number 5, Bodacious. But again, no strong convictions. You're dealing with horses that are coming off of 1 and 2 races. Who knows how good they are? They're going to obviously step up today in a $200,000 stake. So I gave a slight edge to Bodacious, but no strong convictions.
All right, well, Jonathan, we know that you got 4 sheets today, Churchill Downs, you got Los Alamitos, you got Belmont at Aqueduct, and you got Gulfstream, and we'll take your picks.
Okay, let's go to Gulfstream first. And look, by the way, we're not giving out a horse in New York today because the weather is threatening. The skies are very dark. They're calling for rain. It's going to hit. The question is when. So I have avoided Aqueduct for the radio. And let's look at Gulfstream, second race today, 5.5 furlongs on Tapita. And I like the number 8 horse in here, My Wife Knows It All. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Sandino Hernandez barn. Drew a line through her last race on the turf. 3 previous races on Tapita, all good enough. Blinkers go on today. Edgar Perez aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 8. My Wife won today's second race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right. Well, I'm not going to make any quips about the name of the horse, except my wife knows how to win. Let's hope that that's the name of the horse there. In the second race, the 8 horse at Gulfstream Park, number 8 in the second race at Gulfstream. And so what's the next play?
We're going to look at Churchill, race number 8. This is the Anchorage Stakes, and it's a wide-open betting event, but it's a terrific betting race. It's part of the Pick 6, and I like a price horse in here. Number 1, Miss Reed, Joel Rosario for Tom Drury. This horse has the advantage of breaking from the rail. She ran very well on the turf, 2 starts back. She's 1-for-1 at the distance. I love the 12-to-1, and I like number 1, Miss Reed, to upset and win today's 8th race out of Churchill Downs.
Ooh, yeah, nice 12-to-1 with Rosario aboard. That's a nice pick. I'll take that. In the 8th race, Miss Reed is your play. 8th race, Churchill the 1. Remember, 4 sheets today for Jonathan, Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Los Alamitos. All right, Jonathan, we will give you a couple of days off to build some material for your soapbox on Wednesday, and a big holiday week coming up next week that starts early with 4th of July on Thursday. So in the meantime, you have a pleasant Sunday, my man.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. 12 days to opening day itself.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. All right, we've got Bob Mazursky standing by and Rich Eng as well, so we'll take a short break and be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Umpstakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out now to Bob Mazursky standing by. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. You know, I looked at, when you're watching the Los Alamitos Derby yesterday, and you saw, you know, this horse go out a zip code in front of everybody else and look like he was going comfortable, and then you see the end result of the race, you got to think that Bob Baffert has some force field over this race that he's got to win it, because he wins his ninth Derby in a row there.
Yeah, it is amazing how he's owned this race. And yeah, you're right. Down the backside, Tapelo looked like he was cruising. You know, he did go fast, 109.3 for the 6 furlongs. And maybe jockey Hector Berrios overdid it, but maybe that horse too is just the one turn horse, because both of his wins have been around at 7/8 of a mile. And yesterday he just fell apart in the lane, and Baffert was able to run 1-2 with Winstock holding off edging Cornell at the wire.
Yeah, no question about that. Baffert has two horses in the race, and they finish in a photo finish for the win. And Winstock holds kind of a unique record there, that won the Futurity as a two-year-old last year and then wins the Derby this year. Not too many horses have done that.
Yeah, it's the first time it's happened since the race has been run at Los Al, but it happened twice before when you consider the old Hollywood Futurity and the Swap Stakes. The Los Al Derby used to be the Swap Stakes at Hollywood Park. Two horses did it over there. Captain Steve won the Futurity in 99 for Baffert and then won the Swaps in 2000. And then Shared Belief won the last ever Hollywood Futurity in 2013 and won the first Los Al Derby in 2014. So Winstock did something, you know. Well, Baffert was surprised that he won because he thought he needs the lead to win. And he was kind of surprised, you know, when he got outrun, he sort of gave up on him because the horse dropped back on the backside. And Baffert saw Cornell coming. This is what he said after the race. He saw Cornell coming, and Tapelo was kind of drifting out in front of him and kind of carrying him out a bit. And he saw a horse coming down on the inside, and he didn't know it was Winstock until right at the wire that was the horse that had edged out Cornell.
Amazing. So he definitely, while they were waiting for the photo finish, should certainly make his way to the winner's circle, because he finished first and second and only has two horses in the race, that's for sure. He's got a hammer hold on the Los Al Derby like he does in the Haskell at Monmouth. He's also got a hell of a record there with that race for three-year-olds.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, he just does a very good job with three-year-olds. And this was like not the first time that he's run 1-2 in the Los Al Derby. I think it's like 3 out of the last 5 years he's done it. So, yeah, it's just a race he's done very well in. And, you know, of course, he was very happy to win for Dr. Allred. You know, he's known him for a long time. He worked for Dr. Allred when he first started out, and, you know, they have a great love for each other. It's obvious. And then, of course, Jack Liebau is also the owner, who's also, you know, the vice president in charge of the Los Alamitos Racing Association. So it was a good day for the house yesterday.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, a lot of people, especially the younger generation that has seen Baffert only as a prominent thoroughbred trainer, don't realize that he started out in quarter horse racing.
That's right, and he also started out as a jockey. You know, he was a jockey very early on in his career, but he realized quickly that wasn't the career for him. He was too tall, and, you know,
he wasn't particularly good.
Yeah, he liked to eat, and he just knew that wasn't going to be for him, so it was a short career as a jockey. But, you know, of course, he went on to great success in the quarter horse game before he turned to thoroughbreds about 34 years ago.
Well, Well, we only had 2 days of racing at Los Alamitos before yesterday, but the favorites are batting at 55%, which is way above the normal. But it's getting back to normal now with a couple of nice-priced winners yesterday at the track, a couple of $16 horses, a $10 horse, and, of course, a $39 and a $27 horse, which makes the racing certainly competitive, as it is today on the 8-race card at Los Al with a carryover in the pick six. Bob, that's a dollar base bet, and it's the old pick six formula, right?
No, yeah, it's the old pick six formula, but it is a $2 minimum.
$2, okay.
All the old rules are in a place like how the original pick six was, $2 with the 70-30 split.
Okay, well, I know that some folks will be teeing it up for Los Al today. A good competitive card. I don't see a singleton on the entire card, although there's maybe a couple of short prices, but I wouldn't land on them as a singleton in that pick six. But where are we going with the pick today?
I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like number six, Super Enticing. She's 5-2 on the line, and she's the co-favorite. But I think in this spot, she'll be very tough to beat. I thought she needed her last race off the layoff for Peter Miller. The horse that beat her, You Are in Trouble, came back and won here, went all the way yesterday, led throughout. So I think it's a pretty live race. I think this field is not particularly strong, so I like number six, Super Enticing, to break her maiden today.
All right, fifth race at Los Al. That, of course, the anchor and the only pick five of the day, the first five races. Number six, Super Enticing, fifth race, the sixth. Bob, before we let you go, I want to remind everybody that the last 4 days of the meet will start next week on Thursday, July 4th, the holiday, and go right through the Sunday, which is closing day. And, of course, the big, big stakes race left of the meet is the Great Lady M.
That is right. As you said, we start on Thursday again. You know, we'll take entries today for Thursday. 1 o'clock post every one of those four racing days. As you mentioned, the Great Lady M is the grade two $200,000 race that will run on Saturday. Looking forward to a big field in that race because we had 20 nominations for it, so it should be a solid field in that race.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot. Tell everybody where they can get all of your picks.
I'm in the Southern California News Group papers. I do a handicap that includes LA Daily News, Orange County Register, Long Beach Press Telegram, among many others. Also at todaysracingdigest.com, do selections for Southern California racing.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. Have a great day out of the races there, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Sounds good, Ralph. Have a good day. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bob Mazursky coming from Southern California. Before we get to Rich Eng, we're just notified that Jonathan Hardoon's play at Churchill Downs in the eighth race, the Anchorage Stakes, has been scratched. Number one, Mist Red, has been scratched. Jonathan just sent in another Avis pick, obviously, with that scratch. Go to the 10th race. And in the 10th race, Jonathan likes the six horse, Extra Anejo. Number six, Extra Anejo, now is Jonathan's play at Churchill Downs, with his original play getting scratched. Jonathan now has at Churchill Downs in the 10th race, number six, Extra Anejo. Now we'll go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, anything happened yesterday at the races that piqued your interest?
Well, one, Charlie Appleby hasn't lost his mojo, Ralph.
No, he hasn't.
Wire to wire in the turf stakes, and I must admit, I bet First Mission and did not get the job done. And a tremendous win by the Putcher horse, Kings Barnes, really moved up in rankings in that handicap class for sure.
Yeah, he sure did. He made one big bold move going wide on the turn and continued that thrust that he had, that run that he had. He didn't flatten out in the stretch. He just kept on going. And so we'll wait and see. He's a new player, I guess, in the handicap division. That's for sure. And of course, there's a lot more of the great races left to go before Breeders' Cup. Yesterday, I guess you can cap it off by saying trainer Bob Baffert with his consecutive win extending again in the Los Alamitos Derby. And Mark Cassie, who won three stakes races in a row at Woodbine and another stakes race as well outside of Woodbine. Those two guys had a big day yesterday.
Yeah, the Baffert race in the Los Alamitos Derby was hard to believe, Ralph, because Winstock backed up through the field and was fourth at the top of the stretch, and then re-rallied to win for Dr. Allred. I think even Michael Rona was a little bit surprised to see that horse coming back from seemingly spinning his wheels to getting up in the last straight.
Well, Bob Baffert said he was. He was concentrating on Cornell, and he lost the horse that was coming down the rail, and then he found out it was his horse as well. So he's living large these days, that's for sure. Hey, Richie, yep. Let's get a pick out of Los Alamitos today.
Yeah, I ran second yesterday. Yep. Let's see if we can do a notch better. Race 7 at Los Alamitos, 6.5 furlongs. It's a solid field of 7. Starter allowance, 50,000. Let's go to the outside horse, number 7, Uncle Reg, 9-5 in the morning line. I know the horse broke his maiden on turf last time out, Ralph, but if you take a look down his PPs in the racing form, the best race that he's run in his life was in a dirt race at Del Mar, so I think he can handle the surface switch. Let's go with the 7, Uncle Reg, race 7 at Los Al.
All right, easy to remember, 7th race, number 7, Los Alamitos. Uncle Reg is the horse, the 7 in the 7th race is the pick. And, of course, you can get the rest of Richie's picks for today at Los Alamitos right at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show with Jerry J's picks and then John Lindo as well from Southern California. So we'll take a quick break and be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You can win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, getting to wrap up the Sunday show and the racing week here from Las Vegas, Nevada. Remember, we don't have shows on Monday and Tuesday, but we'll be back on Wednesday and, of course, right through 4th of July, Thursday, on through to next weekend on Sunday as well. Right here at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube and all our other outlets of streaming, that's for sure. All right, let me give you Jerry J's picks, and then we'll get right out to John Lindo. We're going to go to Aqueduct first, Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct, Jerry's, these are interpretations off of his power page now. In the 5th race at Belmont at Aqueduct, number 6, Gun Maestro, is the play. His pick is the 6, Gun Maestro, a star horse on a sheet in that 5th race. The link-ups are 1, 2, and 3. At morning lines of 5-2, 3-1, and 4-1. So in the 5th race, he likes the 6 over 1, 2, 3, and don't forget to reverse. All right, and at Los Alamitos, off the power pages, we go to the 7th race, same race that Richie came in, so we got a Sirocco play here. In the 7th race, Jerry's pick is the 2, Chicks Dig It. Now, this is a star horse on a sheet as well, 7-2 on the morning line, the 2, Chicks Dig It. And the link-ups are 1, 5, and Richie's 7 horse. So you have a 6-1, an 8-1, and a 9-5 as the link-ups. So in that race, he likes the 2 over 5, 2 over 1, 5, 7, 2 over 1, 5, 7. And, of course, with Richie liking the 7, we got a Sirocco play. We got a box of the 2-7-7-2 in that race, the 7th race at Los Alamitos. Jerry J's power pages for Los Al and Belmont at Aqueduct. Available at his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. Let's go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern Cal. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's already 88 degrees out here in Las Vegas. We're going to get to 110 today. How is it in Southern California?
It's warm, but it's not 110 warm. It's comfortable warm, and it'll be a good day for racing in Los Al today.
Boy, got to tell you, when I saw Tapelo going out there in the Los Al Derby, I said, there's no way they're going to catch this horse, even if he stops to a walk. Well, he did, and they did. They caught him, and certainly it's the Bob Baffert factor. 1-2. Wow.
I tell you, I watched Winstock. He was dropping back on the backside. I forgot about him. And then in the stretch, of who's this coming up the rail? I couldn't believe that was him.
Yeah, it looked like the race kind of fell apart as soon as Tapelo fell apart, and Baffert's horses were in the right spot to duel for the victory at the end of the mile in 1/8 Derby, giving Baffert his ninth consecutive Los Alamitos Derby. Wow. Well, on your sheet yesterday, the goodie part of your sheet, of course, showed that the favorites were hitting at 55% on the 2 days that they ran at Los Alamitos, but thank goodness that had to go down a little bit with those long shots yesterday at Los Al.
Yeah, they shook it up a little bit yesterday. We got a little carryover out there, which is great. You know, that money was put in the pool, seeded the pick six yesterday, so we get a second chance at that today.
Yes, you know, we failed to mention that, but there was a $10,000 seeding in the pick six yesterday at Los Al. Today, there's a $10,000 seeding in the pick six for the nighttime card at Los Alamitos. So they're right, really trying to help horse players out in the pick six pools, that's for sure. You got two sheets today. The Linda Report, of course, available only in one place here in Las Vegas, here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively here. Complimentaries of the South Point Racebook. They love horse players here, and the Linda Report as well. So, John, we'll take a selection off of your Belmont at Aqueduct Linda Report and your Los Alamitos Linda Report.
Okay, Belmont and Aqueduct, race number 6. This play is for turf only. If it stays on turf, number 3, Tita's Trotter, is going to be awful tough to beat. Looked very good winning his debut. I think the extra distance to mile and eighth is only going to help him. It's not a really strong field. This is if you need a short ticket, possible single at 9-2. Number 3, Tita's Trotter, race number 6, Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right, 6th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. The 3, Tita's Trotter, is the pick. Manny Franco, which is riding real good right now in New York, is the rider. 6th race, number 3, at Belmont at Aqueduct. Turf only. If it comes off the turf, it's a no play. All right, let's go to Los Alamitos.
Let's start off the pick 6 and race number 3 on an 8-race card. 3rd race at Los Alamitos, number 5, Red on Sunday. Got cooked in a real fast pace back in October. Comes off the layoff with Lasix on and catches a field without any speed. I think he makes the lead in here. At 5-2 in the program, not a big price, but we need singles in this pick 6. Number 5, Red on Sunday, race 3 at Los Alamitos. And Ralph, real quick, if you go out to the South Point, I also did analysis of that mandatory payout, Derby City 6 at Churchill Downs as part of the Linda Report on the Los Alamitos. So pick that up for free over there at the South Point today.
Yes, it is on the Linda Report. I was going to mention that after your pick at Los Alamitos. So you did the pick 6. The mandatory pick 6 at Churchill Downs, a full card at Belmont at Aqueduct, a full card at Los Alamitos Thoroughbred. You've been busy over the last 24 hours, that's for sure, but all of that is available here, only here, exclusively at the South Point, free of charge, complimentary to the horse players because they love horse players here, and they certainly admire and love John Lindo's work with the Lindo Report, here only at the South Point in your gaming capital. Well, we got a big week coming up next week. As you know, we'll start off our shows on Wednesday, and then Thursday, pop, there it is, the holiday, July 4th, and then we'll roll right through the weekend. It's kind of getting exciting now with anticipation of Del Mar and Saratoga. We can see it now when we get kind of, I call it spa-to-spa racing. Actually, it's from the beach to the spa with breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the races on those two meets, and it's going to be a lot of fun, John. A lot of fun.
Can't wait for it. And then for next week, we'll be doing both Aqueduct and Los Alamitos Thursday through Sunday for the Lindo Report.
All right. A quick thought of your of the Stephen Foster.
Strange race. I couldn't make an excuse for the favorite who had an easy trip first mission. King's Barnes, I never know when he's going to fire, but he ran a good one yesterday. And, we'll see. I want to see him run two alike, but I just don't trust that horse.
All right. And a quick thought about a change in agents. Nakatani will no longer be booking amounts for Rispoli. Rispoli has changed agents, which means that if you see him riding horses that he didn't ride in the past, it may not be a choice as much as the change of agents and their respective relationships, right?
Let me make a little adjustment on that. Matt Nakatani will remain the agent for Rispoli. Oh, his other jockey, was Mario Gutierrez.
Oh, and Gutierrez
is taking Mike Ciani. So he will still be riding the Redham horses. That's his main client.
Yeah. Pardon me. Mistake corrected. And it's not the last mistake I'll make, but that's why we got
this. It happens.
That's why we got these great guys on the show. Last thing, go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.